things that strikes a visitor to Sydney, and indeed many other towns right throughout New South Wales, is the fact that someone has been there before in writing eternity on the footpath, on walls, almost anywhere, in very fine handwriting and in yellow chalk. The monitor Jim Wall found Mr. Arthur Spate, who writes eternity, and asked him why.
I do to help others because I believe that they are in this world for two things, a help or a hindrance. I know by helping other people to know that there's an eternity to face, to be ready for it, is a lovely thing to know.
And you think this single word message, eternity, has done good in the past?
Yes, I could prove to you in many cases. Many cases where men have been turned from darkness into God's marvelous light. One of them done 17 years jail and was turned and went back with his wife, has now got a shot. And I could go to many others that it would sound like both, but I won't tell you about the others for fear you might think that I'm overdoing it or exaggerating.
Mr. Faith, how long ago did you start doing this?
About 20 years ago.
And what started you off?
I was listening to a man one day in Burtonsfield Baptist Church, a man called John Ridley, the Australian evangelist. And he was preaching on eternity. And he said these words, eternity, eternity. Where, oh, where would you spend eternity? And he said, the Lord laid it on my heart then and then to go out and write eternity. I went straight out. I've been writing for 20 years.
Were you a good man at the time before you were converted?
No, I was a very bad man. I was very much under conviction and many convictions for drunkenness, for thieving, and for many other things that I can't mention just here.
Mr. Spate, how far afield have you gone in writing eternity on footpath?
Well, I would say from here to Wellington that way, to Cessnock, to Newcastle, to all the suburbs, pretty well around most of the places in New South Wales, and right around Melbourne.
When do you do it? When do you find time to write this?
I get up early in the morning. I have 1 hour with the Lord between 4 and 5, and I have a cup of tea, and off I go on this particular work, writing eternity wherever the Lord sends me.
What do you think of people who come up to you and see you writing it? Are you very often caught in the act?
Oh, yes, very often caught in the act, and they said, what's this goat doing now?
They say you're a fanatic, do you?
Yes, they say, oh, crazy, this man's a rat. He's writing eternity. Look. And then they ask me the question about eternity, and I tell them, and they say, my word, you're pretty right. We've got to face it.
Have you ever been in any trouble with the police because of writing on the footpath?
Yes, I've been held up 21 times for defacing the footpath. But it doesn't belong to the police, it belongs to the city council. If they can take the name and report it to the city council. So, anyhow, after a while, they got to find out my back life, and they said, well, the inspector said, isn't this better to see him doing this than you fellas chasing through the lanes and streets in Sydney?
Has anybody ever tried to copy you, tried to write eternity on the footpath the same as you have done?
Yes, there's been many one. There was one man once, and he stuck at it for about 3 months. And then he went to the Herald office and told him that he was the man that wrote that eternity on the footpath. And he was a ginger-headed man, and of course this fellow said, oh, the fellow that wife said is a great little fellow. He's only a 5'3" man. The fellow was really only 6 foot, so they knew he was only a counterfeit.
In tonight's Monitor 64, we brought you the voice of the man who writes eternity on the footpath, Mr. Arthur Stokes.